It's a writing challenge. Eat the frog first, today on The Right Focus. As a check-in for our project stage, I did rough shape today. That's right, writing and counting words, 1,804 words. I'll talk about today's writing in a bit. We've covered 30 lessons over the last 8 days. The last 4 posts especially turned into a me, me, me. It's difficult to write about a writer's month without talking about my life. So, what has today been? First, I ate a frog. That's a bit of writer's advice that I picked up at a writer's conference last summer's end. Eat the frog first thing in the morning. Do the task that you most don't want to do first. Lesson 31. Today, my first thing was the volunteer writing that I do for my choir. A choir member or musician answers questions. I take their answers and rework them to sound like an interview. It's a bit like ghost writing. It's hard because I want everyone to sound wonderful, and it's doubly hard because it needs to be presented perfectly. No errors! Then we planned meals for the week and headed off on our errands, the last at the grocery store. After lunch, I got interested in listening to the Miss Julia book that my niece is reading aloud. I believe it's the first Miss Julia by Anne B. Ross, and it's hilarious. I started off by only half listening since I was doing some writerly research. Then I became interested in the story. I had to abandon that fun read in order to achieve my necessary word count for the day. Today's writing lesson started with a review of Sunday's jot list. I began by rewriting it, transferring to another sheet the ideas that I knew I wouldn't get to. Next came planning by a quick jot list for the details that needed to happen in the next scene. Then I started that scene by grounding with descriptive sentences that gradually led straight into an action sequence. This was a good day, with 1,804 words, nearly twice what I had planned. The intuitive muse popped out details that I didn't plan for, which is always good. I actually ended today's session twice. The first time I had over 1,200 words. I was going to create a jot list. I even pulled out the paper for the note and wrote the first 2 items, only to realize that I had a lot of little details that I might forget. So I wrote the next 600 words. The muse gave me more interesting details as well as a hint of backstory, totally unanticipated. The creativity is flowing now. When I reached a good stopping point, I created my jot list for tomorrow. I reviewed what I had transferred over at the beginning of today and added more. Today's 1,800 plus words finished out a scene and transitioned into a sequel. Dwight V. Swain explains scenes and sequels in his Techniques of the Best-Selling Writer, a book that I urge every writing newbie and gonna be to have on their bookshelves. Eating the frog first allowed the creative muse to work while I took care of my errands and other ticky things for the day. Instead of the dreaded work hanging over me and gradually depressing the muse, the ghostwriting ghosted away. When I put bum in chair for To Wield the Wind, I was eager to start. The weekly goal of 5,000 words now has 1,800 plus banked, leaving 3,196 to go for this week. Of the entire story, 38.5% is now in rough shape. The story is creating the foundation for its climax, as well as building a continuing conflict for the next books. The fantasy of the story is becoming more fantastical. The two primaries are becoming more sympathetic, and the antagonists are becoming more in number as well as trickier to deal with. That's it for me today. I'll crowd in a little reading before turning out the light on the day. What inspirational quote started my writing session? Joseph Heller, "Every writer I know has trouble writing." J.K. Rowling finished, "Be ruthless about protecting writing days." Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.